This is Bill Alford with the Hams Hog Market Commentary for Tuesday, November 25th. Last Friday, Tyson announced closing of one of its largest beef processing plants in Lexington, Nebraska. They also announced moving its Amarillo, Texas beef plant from two shifts to one. Tyson realized losses of $426 million U.S., in part due to cattle costs that rose almost $2 billion U.S. compared to the previous year. The closures will absolutely impact the communities in which they operate. With those two plants responsible for between 4 and 6% of U.S. slaughter capacity, it could impact marketing dynamics as well, although other plants are expected to pick up some of the slack by increasing efficiencies. The number of cattle on feed has cyclically increased in recent months, yet still amid the lows within that cycle, and with one less major processing plant competing for supply, it could pressure spot prices at the local level, especially if those animals lose hook spaces. A processing bottleneck created by the closure is less likely in a national sense, but in a worst case, it could moderate the amount of beef supplied to consumers, and less beef would theoretically increase prices to end users, including restaurants, retailers, and ultimately consumers. Generally, there is no causal relationship between the price of beef and the price of pork. It is true that protein prices rise and fall more or less in tandem, but the idea that beef leads them all in any direction has not been proven conclusively, and there is no statistical link that can be observed. Less meat production in general will raise prices of all proteins to consumers, especially if the substitution starts to take place. But while beef, pork, and chicken prices may see a rise at the consumer level, that support doesn't necessarily translate to higher prices for producers. The net result very much remains to be seen, but so far, live cattle futures gap lower on Monday, and lean hog futures, while higher yesterday, did not venture beyond the range seen over the previous week.